Blog Talk Radio.
Arise, O God, and take your place. I love that song. I think it was on our last call. Amen. I pray that that is your prayer. Asking God to rise up in your life, rise up in your thinking, and just take his place at the head of the table, at the beginning, in charge, taking care of what needs to be taken care of, just following him. That's what we want to do. We want to follow God. We want God to be in charge. We want God to take control. You want God to take, well, I do. Let me say that. Let me speak for me. I want God to be in charge. I want to follow God's lead. Amen. Good morning. God bless you on this Wednesday morning. Amen. Thank God. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Amen. Thank the Lord for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I have no choice. And be glad. Anything that happens after I open my eyes, amen, we just gonna call it a plus. How about that? We just gonna see it as a plus. Thank God for that. Amen. Tonight, you know, don't forget we're not having a recharge service. We will not be having a recharge service. Make sure that you keep in mind and spread the word to others. Yeah, we announced it. Just make sure that people know that tonight we will not be having our recharge. We're just going to allow people to continue to be with their family. And I know you have so many things to do. And amen. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just let you be with your family. And we'll see you next Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday as we prepare ourselves to close out the year in our recharge. We'll kick back up we have a few more recharges left. We won't go all the way through December. So we'll see you at the next one. Amen. 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 Well, as we prepare for Thanksgiving, prepare to get ourselves ready. Son asked me a very strange question. He was watching something was on TV, and I guess it was a commercial, and they were talking about Black Friday. He was saying Black Friday, and he said to me, he said, Daddy, do you like Black Friday? And I said, no, I said, no, I don't like it at all. He said, why not? And I said, well, it's just strange that on Thursday, as a nation, we say that we are going to spend time being thankful to God for what we have, thankful and to our with our family. And then the next day, we're going to get up and fight over things that we don't need, trample people for the TV and wrestle over more stuff that thankfulness that we say we have doesn't last 24 hours. And so I'm not saying that you want to go out and get started on Christmas, and that's what you want to do. Amen. I have no problem with it. It's not something that I just have never partaken of, and it's always been a huge turnoff to me. And so it's
just not something I've ever done,
And so I want us to just think about, as we are leading up and praying for the Christmas season, just think about what things we can do and how we represent thankfulness to God, to our families, to each other. Imagine telling someone how thankful you are to them, and then in the next breath, telling them they're not enough and that you need more. And I'm just always concerned that we are not taking time to really look at what we have, what God has already done, without the need to ask for more, to demand more, to fight for more, and then the things that we are asking for and demanding and fighting for, we really don't need. And you look at people who have nothing. It's just, we just need to change our approach. So as we are thanking God for what God has done for us, letting our family know how much we love them, that we just recognize that there are people who don't have what we have, that we recognize, and this is a discipline. We recognize the difference between something we want and what we want, and what we need, what we desire. And so, I just pray that this year would be something different in your life, that be something different in my life, and something different in the life of my children, my family, that we would really, really recognize that God has really been good. God has really been good. And that we bless Him and thank Him for what God has already done, and have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart that says, well, I am grateful. I'm truly, truly grateful. And so I pray that you adopt that you teach that, and that you pray that, and that you talk that, and that's how we'll change how, as a country, how we approach what God has done for us, and how we are grateful that we would begin to talk a different language. And with the climate of our country right now, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening in our country, how things have just so horribly turned around and upside down, and we really need to be thinking about what our actions are doing, and how we are representing ourselves to one another, and then to the world. So I pray that you will have an awakening moment, that you would share that with others, and that we will begin to change. We begin to change our mindset and our actions to things that we are doing. I just pray that we will. So let's pray. And I just pray that you have a great Thanksgiving, and that Thanksgiving comes to mean more than just food and the things that it has come to mean, but it will come to mean in your life and my life, and that we serve a mighty God, an awesome God who keeps us, who takes care of us, and we should be thankful, not just on this day, but every day. Lord, we thank you, and we're grateful. What an awesome God you are, and how you have blessed us, and how you've opened doors, and how you've made a way, how you continue to take care of us and meet our needs. And I pray, Lord, that you would help each and every one of us to recognize that you are good and your mercy really does endure forever, and that we owe you this type of praise. We owe you praise and glory and honor. If you never do anything else, you are worthy already of praise because you have done so much for us. And I pray, God, that as we go into this Thanksgiving Christmas season, the Lord, you would sensitize our hearts, every one of us, sensitize our hearts to how wonderful you are, and sensitize our hearts, Lord God, to those who are less fortunate than we are. Not that we might look at them and puff ourselves up, but Lord, that we'll look at people and find ways to help and to love people. Not any other thing, not to look down, Lord God, but to see how we can help people up. I pray, Lord, for our families, that all of us will become closer, that we come closer to one another and to you. God, we would recognize our need, our desperate need for you, our desperate need for you. God, you would help us, Lord, as we spend time with our families, we spend time with one another. God, we time and ways to express love and compassion, genuine love to one another. Thank you, God, for bringing us together once again. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us, every one of us, to be who you've called us to be to one another, that we, God, will lift up our communities, that we will lift up our churches, we will lift up our families, we will lift up our God. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for the fact that you are helping us, growing us. And Lord, I pray that you bless each and every one of us on this your day. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, and enjoy your family, enjoy your time together, and make sure that you are remembering how good God is to you and finding ways to be a blessing to someone else. All right, we'll talk with you on Friday. God bless you. Bye.